I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I knew it. Is that Nico-chan?
Yes.
Hello. Hey. I know, because you've come up as an unknown caller, and we don't normally take them, but
because they usually turn out to be
a racist.
Yes.
And you're not a racist, are you?
No.
Thank God for that. Welcome, 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 welcome.
I'm sorry, I haven't used Skype before. I'm so silly.
No, apparently I'm the old man because I thought everyone was using Skype, yeah. And everyone's going, well, no, no one uses Skype.
I've got a feeling that Skype.
I use Discord. I don't know if you guys have ever used this.
I'm aware.
I mean, also, you're a United Kingdom too. So I was like, oh my gosh, I don't know how to call a United Kingdom number.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you've done it. You've done it successfully. Lovely to speak to you. This, dear listener, is who we raided last night. For those who don't know, at the end of every show, it's worth sticking around until the end, around about midnight, because when we finish, we kind of scroll through Twitch. Generally, we go to just chatting, sometimes music, sometimes retro games, but generally just chatting.
Yeah.
And we try and find someone who has maybe not got the biggest audience, but looks like they should have a bigger audience because they look a little bit different or a bit cool or a bit interesting or the same kind of vibe that we've been doing. And we stumbled across you last night. Just Nico-chan. I love calling you just Nico-chan. And we thought your stream was great. I hope we didn't scare you or upset you or anything with
lovely.
Kind of barging in.
So lovely. I watched your VOD afterwards, your video, to see like how you guys found me and everything. But I just get so nervous with my anxiety. So, but everyone was super lovely. And then I got scared at first because so many follows. And then I was worried that I got bot rated because that can happen where the bots will like follow you. So at first I was like, oh my gosh, is this like a bot raid? And then everyone was so lovely saying hi and being nice. So it made my night for sure.
Oh, good.
I definitely had to check you guys out. I watched your videos and they were so entertaining. So thanks for choosing me, I guess.
Thank you. I find it really interesting that all that was going through your mind, because to us it looked like absolutely second nature to you that this would happen.
Yeah.
You know, you're obviously grateful with it, but it seemed like you're unflappable. How long have you been streaming?
So I've been streaming on and off for about 4 years.
Wow. Right.
4 or 5 years. I used to do it only once in a while, but I have some health issues, so I actually had to quit my job about a year ago, and I just started doing this kind of full-time from home.
Talk to me about cats, because we are big cat fans. Cats. Catherine's got one. I've got 4.5. It's a long story. We know that you're kind of quite cat themed. Talk to me about the cats, please.
Well, I like cats and dogs. I have a dog right now that we adopted that's 6 years old. But I like cats because you have to earn their respect and love. Unlike a dog, they can love anybody. I don't know. So there's something special about when a cat trusts you and wants to be around you. And you can train. I trained my cats to be just like dogs. You know, they'll follow me. They'll go outside in the snow and play, and I don't know, to sit and roll over and all the things. I just love them.
I'm gonna tread very carefully because I'm on your page now. And okay. Again, I find it really interesting that you say you're anxious and you get nervous because you looked so confident last night.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it
looked, that makes me happy. I try to fight the anxiety.
Well, you looked so confident and so calm, and I wanted to see what that in the onesie. I know you'd taken the onesie down because it was too hot.
The panda onesie.
Onesie. But we thought you looked great, okay? And I've just noticed in your chat, and I hope this doesn't make you feel uncomfortable, but we have a similar thing in seeing the view count and people talking about the viewer count makes, while we're doing a show, it's the weirdest thing with Twitch. You know, we come from radio and TV where you do it and you don't know who's watching. And with Twitch... Mm. You see those numbers go up and down, and we've had that thing where it's suddenly the numbers have gone down and we're thinking, what did we do? What did we say? How do we get them back? And it's not a very relaxing performance play. It's like being in a theatre doing a play. Then
with
suddenly,
all the lights on.
Yeah, and then suddenly half the people get up and go, and you're thinking, right? Why did they, what did I do? And then some more people just come in, look for a second, and then walk out, and then a big group come and sit in and start applauding, and there's... It isn't a very relaxing environment, is it? How do you cope?
Well, so I turn mine off completely now. I don't even look at it because it affects me either negatively or positively, and I don't want to treat people as a number anyways, because I just want people to feel comfortable when they come in, because I struggle with my own social anxiety, so I want people to feel like there's at least one place that's safe. And so if there's even 20 people, that's like a classroom, you know. Even if I normally have higher numbers, I shouldn't be acting negative, or those people are still there to watch me.
Yeah.
And then it fluctuates all the time. Things might be out of your control. Maybe a TV show is going on, or like maybe just another streamer they want to check in with. Who knows what's going on? And or there's like sporting events. I don't really watch sports, so sometimes sporting events are going on that I don't know about. I feel like I try not to internalize that it's about me, because there's so much other things going on. People have their own lives. This isn't like YouTube 20 minute video. This is like sometimes we're live for 4 or 6 hours. You can't expect somebody to just, I don't know, put everything on hold all the time. So I just try not to look at the numbers, because it affects me. And then I check them afterwards just to see, okay, maybe people liked this content, because I do think it's good to rewatch your VODs and see like what you can improve. So I try to do that, but I try to do it after the stream and stuff. And
What games are you playing at the moment? I'm just having a look on your channel. What are you up to at the moment?
So there's a game called Phasmophobia where you
hunt
ghosts.
Everyone's playing that. I've not played it yet.
I love it so much. It's so good. I love it.
What is it? Because my boys keep telling me. To play it. I know it's really popular. What is it?
So you basically have to figure out who the ghost is. You go to these houses or high schools or asylums, and you have to figure out which ghost it is. There's like a phantom, a banshee, a demon, or an oni, and you have to find clues. And sometimes the ghost wants you to be alone. Sometimes they want you to be with multiple people to figure out the clues. Sometimes they want the lights off, and you have to talk in the spirit box by yourself and ask it if anyone's here. And it literally terrifies me. I cried one time because it terrified me so much, and I still love it. I always wanted to be a little ghost hunter, so it's like my dream.
I love it. It's a win.
And then your chat asked me before. Sorry. Your chat asked me before if I played like Among Us, but like I don't like to be against people. I don't want to stab my friend, you know? So I like Phasmophobia. You're doing it together. So I like that aspect of
it. I tell you what I like about Among Us. I like playing it with my two boys, and we've got a phone, another phone, and a laptop, and then we've played it when Catherine's been around with her girls. When it's like a group of your friends, I know what you mean, but it is quite good fun. And my kids have got terrible poker faces.
My youngest kid has told me that my mistake and the reason why I'm always the one that everyone's thinking is sus is because I always go in red. She said, everyone always chooses red first.
Right.
You want to go one of the duller colours that attracts less attention.
I think your problem was that every time you killed me, you went, ooh, like that. You made a little noise. So it is, I like playing Among Us with the kids and in the same room as people, or in the same building at least, with people I know. Some of the kids go and sit upstairs. But I don't like it with strangers. I just think it's because it's a bit weird and people kind of rage quit and all of that. Right. But there's Phasmophobia.
Seriously, and then it just kills the mood when they do that. But I like it. I played a couple times with friends and they'd be like, what do you have to say for yourself? And then I would be like, nothing. And then they would just vote me off because I'm like, I don't know.
Sus.
Just don't ask me questions.
That's very sus. Very sus. I noticed that you are on again tomorrow night, which is, I think you start at 9. I'm just looking at the schedule. I can't do the maths. I think you're starting.
We're in different time zones.
Yeah, I know. Can you fix that, please?
I know. I saw how you guys have it on yours. It's brilliant how you have your about section. I need to fix that. See, I always have like stuff I need to improve, and I see that you guys have the BST time,
yep,
the PST time, and the EST time. Well, that's so helpful.
Well, here's the thing.
And people in chat knew too, because when you guys rated, I was like, oh, I don't know when the time is for me. Yeah. And then your chat was lovely and was
It's not great because we're not in British summertime anymore, so I need to change.
So thank you for that. Country, yeah.
But that's one of the joys of Twitch is, I'm an old man. Catherine is a really, really old woman. And we don't know what we're doing, right? But I get suggestions from my boys who are 8 and 10 and Kath's girls who are a similar age. But one of the joys of Twitch is you go and see a streamer doing something and they've got, oh, I don't know, text to speech or something. You go, oh, I'll try that. And it is
right.
the channels I have chosen, you know, we have chosen to raid, and the ones I choose to watch personally, that it's a community, you know, and whether it's you've got 2,000 people watching or you've got 2 people watching, it is a community.
Right.
And I think that's great. Yeah. And it's particularly during, you know, global pandemics and lockdowns and whatever, and you know, political divisions everywhere in our country and yours. It's nice that you can create these communities of like-minded people. And sure, there's, you know, you get a few dicks in there, but a quick boot out and they know the score.
Right, that's what mods are for, you know. They take care of them. I don't even notice that they're there. So I don't know what I would do with being stuck home all the time right now. I can game with everybody and I talk to people every day and I get to hang out with them all the time. So I like it. I'm pretty introverted, so it works for me.
Well, listen, so you're on in about 24 hours. So would you mind if we raided you again tomorrow when we finish our stream?
Oh, my God. Only if you want to, no pressure.
We want to.
We'd love to.
We're not doing this as a charity case. We're not doing this, you know, because we feel sorry for you or any of that. We don't. We're doing it because we think you're great. We think you're a delightful human being. And, you know, I think it's kind of our responsibility. We've a little bit of a higher profile, not that big on here, but we have a bit of a higher profile to kind of shine the light on people that haven't got the you know, I did a big TV show about 3 years ago over here. So that's why we've got hundreds of people watching us and the radio show that me and Catherine did together. So I think it's kind of our duty to find people like you who are brilliant and go, yeah, we finished. Go and have a look at these people as well. So as long as it's not, you know, too intimidating or scary, we would love to come over.
Yeah, definitely come on over anytime. And I'll try to make everybody feel as welcome as they can. And I just appreciate you even taking the time to see my content or anything. So I'm getting the call, a known caller. So thanks for that.
I just had a feeling that it was going to be you. So nice to meet you, Nico, and we'll see you tomorrow night.
So thank glad you. We found Bye. You.
See you later on.
I'll
Take
be,
care.
I'll be in the chat hanging out. Thank
nice
you.
Nice one. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Let's put the link in again for Nico Chan. See, nice people. This is one of the joys of this, is really, really nice people. So thank you. I don't think that sub worked for Hutch Monkey. I'm not taking that unknown person.
No.
I think, okay, I don't think those subs work. So we might have to try that again tomorrow, which is absolutely fine. Right. It's busy night tonight. Phone calls are coming in a minute. I want to send Will Varley a Zoom.
And do you know what? If you do call us and we don't get to you straight away, we'll call you back.
Yes, we will call you back. So I want a new meeting. Will?
Peter says, got it, I missed her raid yesterday. She sounded lovely. Well, we'll be back tomorrow.
Yeah. And also check out, the link is in the chat. Go and click follow now and turn the alerts on because there are nice human beings out there. And she is one of them. So I'm going to...
Look at the snowstorm.
Oh, that looks good.
It looks really good.
Oh, they can see that because it's there. But right, copy, invite, link. Will, stand by your emails.
Is it too frenetic? I can slow it down.
Ian Lee slams BBC after malicious radio caller uses N-word 8 times.
Don't think you slammed the BBC.
I might have done. Okay. No, but I'm being... Anyway, it's fine. Right. Will Valet. Palais de Valet. Will, there is a link. It's being sent to you, my friend. As soon as it's ready... We are going to be chatting about Neil Young. Nom, 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 nom.
Here's an idea. Could we get a festive raid soon party one night? Raid soon party one night. Raid party soon one night? Sinjin, Janelle, Nico, Random, etc.
Zoom. Festive raid Zoom. So the people that we've raided on the Zoom.
That's not an awful idea.
Is a really, really good idea. It's like, remember when Louis threw after season one of Weird Weekends threw a Christmas party for all of his guests and it didn't really work very well? I suspect it would be the same as that. But
I don't know.
That is a great idea.
I think they'd all get on.
That is a really good idea. Thank you.
Why would you not invite Captain Sexy?
Because he's a pervert.
You need one at a party.
You need one at a party. Yeah, do you know what? We'll do that. That's a brilliant idea. Thank you. While we're waiting for...
merch.
Yeah. What? Oh, yeah.
We've got a big merch sale going on at the moment, if you fancied it. If you're looking at Christmas and stocking fillers and stuff.
I'll find the link. It's not the wearable stuff.
No, so it's things like the pins.
We might get a sale on there in a second at some point.
The records, the membership cards, all that
big,
kind of vibe.
Big sale. The posters, we've got loads of the posters
for the cursed tour.
That never happened. And we're selling them now really cheap. And then we're going to burn them. After the new year, they are all going to get burned.
Yeah, because 2020 didn't happen in so many ways. So
great Christmas presents. Have a little look at inly.com/store/. Great Christmas. Yeah, it's Black Friday. Great Christmas presents.
Yeah.
What great Christmas presents.
And they're discounted, right?
Huge, like massively. We're having a clear out, right? Because 2021, it's all rabbit hole merch, basically, there. 2021, that's all going to go. That won't be for sale anymore. There'll be collector's items. And it's going to be TLNA merch for 2021. Mm-hmm. The t-shirts, it's a bit trickier because Scott runs that, but I will have a word with him and see what we can do. On our site, it's really easy just to go, take that price off, but I'll have a word with Scott and see what we can possibly do. Why is everyone sideways?
Is it us?
No, it's me.
Hey! Will, I didn't recognise him. Now he's the right way up. I recognise him.
Oh, that's better.
Will Valet, ridicule is nothing to be scared of. Don't you ever put your mind down and show me that you're
fine. He played in my local pub not long ago.
Did he now?
Good friends with Adam.
Well, not good enough for him to come on our show.
Well, okay, not good friends with him, but I've introduced Adam Ant live on stage at the Garage in London, the library in Islington at the Garage. I introduced him live on stage.
You virtually married then.
He ignored me that day, even though I'd met him several times before.
He played a gig in my local pub, literally at the end of my road, and he got some musicians from the town to play with him as the band.
Oh, a pickup band, wow.
Yeah, and he sent them a set list. And they all rehearsed it and learnt it all. And then he, on the day, about 3 hours before the show, sent a completely different set. He said, I've changed my mind. I want to do all these songs. And they were like, it wasn't like the odd change. It was like a completely different set of songs.
He's the British like Arthur
pub,
Lee.
It was a pub gig. There was like, you know, there was like 100 people there. It was a very odd thing to do. But yeah.
Wonderful. Like,
you know, he is what he is.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
He just wants it the way he wants it.
Yeah, of course he does. He's Adam Ant. He's brilliant. I had him on years ago. I mean, maybe 10 years ago when I was at Absolute Radio. And it was before he'd sort of made a bit of a comeback. It wasn't that long after, you know, the mental health incident and stuff. And an email went round going, anyone want Adam Ant? No one wanted him. And I went, I'll have Adam bloody Ant. And he came in. And he played a bit of the rock star, but he was delightful. And the thing that made me fall in love with him, my sister growing up was a huge Adam Ant fan, and I knew that she would be asleep, right? Mm. So I said, Adam, would you mind? If we phone my sister up now, would you leave a message for her on her answer phone? And he was like, yeah, all right, Joe, it's Adam Ant here. Just I want to say thanks for your support through the years. I got a phone call the next day from my sister in tears going, Adam's left a message for it. It was wonderful. And anyone that'll do something like that is like, yeah, we'll have you. You're a star.
It's a sweet thing to
You're
do.
You're a star. How are you? For those who don't know, this is Will. Will has been on the show before. A lovely singer, songwriter. We'll get the link to your website as well. Let's sell in these times.
In fact, people are already asking whether you're going to do any more music live streams soon. So we might as well get that out of the way first.
Yeah, I would like to do some. I kind of haven't really the sort of music live stream right at the beginning was totally a thing, and then I think things settled into a rhythm. The people that kind of took it and went with it are still doing it, and the people that kind of didn't, you know. So I would like to do some. I mean, I'm literally sat here in my pajamas. I haven't left the house in 5 days. Normally that'd be like signs that I'm having a breakdown, but that's normal. The world we're in, right?
Yeah.
We heard after the show, we watch a little bit of the raid, and then we go and sit in the kitchen, have a cup of tea, maybe a bite to eat, and we listen to the radio and we listen to Alan Bezick, and we talk about the show and what we thought worked and didn't and stuff. And we heard the news. I think you stayed quite a long time last time. We heard the news at 1 o'clock. No, we didn't. It was the 11 o'clock news because we put the
listen
time back.
Listen back, yeah.
And because Boris Johnson is prepared to kill more old people by allowing us to mix over Christmas. And the quote
COVID
was...
Oh, COVID stops at Christmas.
The quote was, off. And Boris Johnson is warning, it is the season to be jolly aware.
Jolly careful or
jolly
something.
Jolly careful. Tis the season to be jolly careful. You absolute melt.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a good headline.
Have you heard the Robbie Williams Christmas COVID song?
No, and I heard you talking about it last night. And
I like it.
I haven't listened to it, no.
I genuinely like it.
It's all right. It's what you expect from Robbie Williams. It's a bit cheeky, you know.
It sounds like a real band. I'm guessing it probably isn't, but it sounds like a real band, unlike, you know, Candy and stuff, where it was, oh, we've offended Will, he's gone. Oh, is that, are we talking about your nemesis, or have you just realised that your pyjamas have flapped open?
Sorry, hold on a minute.
That's not the same guy.
We said we weren't going to have any more William stream.
All right, hang on. Right.
I think
the hat is missing.
I got a text message and I read it and it all went wrong. Sorry, I won't read any more.
Outrageous.
Right, quickly, let's see your crap pictures of Neil Young then. Come on.
Cheeky girl.
And the reason I read it is because it was from my mum, and I wanted to see if there was anything like I needed to know.
We can't argue against.
My parents are in Swale. They're living in basically in what is the second highest in the country, kind of thing, like in the Lion's Den. It's weird. They're like right in the middle of the Sittingbourne Thanet kind of thing going on. Yeah,
blimey.
Yeah, wow.
It's a weird old world, isn't it? Vaccine. Give me that vaccine. And I've the British one here, the American one here, and I won't go anywhere near the Russian one. A little bit of Novichok.
Isn't the Russian one? Isn't that just the American one? Sort of like badly recreated in a lab. Somewhere?
Yes, it's a bootleg one. It's spelt slightly differently. Comes on thinner.
Sounds like my pictures. My pictures are all bootleg.
Comes on thinner vinyl. Now listen, I've been thinking we should be more professional, right? So can I?
Oh yeah, we definitely should.
So would you allow me to do a professional segue into this?
Go for it, right.
Now, Will, of course, we know you.
What's that face? Is that a professional
I'm
face?
I'm doing professional. This is where I think we've been going wrong.
Okay.
It's very good.
Thank you. But could you both shut up? Now, I've lost it now. Hang on.
Go on, start again.
Now, Will, of course, we know you as a singer and a songwriter. But, Will, you've been putting down the guitar and picking up the brushes. Tell us about your artwork.
Yeah, go on.
That was not bad, was it?
It was excellent. It was excellent.
That was not bad.
Oh, nothing I could say could follow such a brilliant segue.
Thank you.
I don't know what to say now.
You could tell us about the pictures, which
show
I know.
Show us your shots.
Show us your shots.
Show us your etchings.
So, basically, I've been trying to do some writing and bits and pieces over the last sort of year. It's almost a year that this stuff's been going on. I was doing my tax returns recently and like going through.
What happened next?
I can hear what? Like
someone played some music there.
Nintendo music.
Psst, I don't want to startle you.
Wasn't me.
Hang on.
Funny.
What? What?
How was your stream?
Oh.
Where is that?
I know who that was.
Was that Nico-chan?
Yeah.
What happened there? That was freaky. I think we had a window open. I think we had a window. Sorry, Will.
But do your thing again. Do your professional thing again.
I can't.
I'll tell you now, if that happens again, I'm out.
Well, Will, I'm really sorry, mate. We're out of time. Will, tell us about these pictures.
I was just saying, I was doing my tax returns not long ago, and it was mental, like, you know when you do, like, and you go through, like, oh, what I was doing that night or that day. And it's like, oh, I remember what that was. And,
yeah,
you know, sort of going through it. And then it just stops in like you know, mid-Feb 2020. It's just nothing. It's just it like it goes from that to like the monthly payment for my website. You know, and like the these little automated things that are coming in. It's just nuts. It's so weird. But yeah, so yeah, we're coming up to a year. And I've been trying to write some songs and do, you know, keep going and keep trying to do stuff. But I found it quite difficult to be kind of motivated. And like, you know, once you've written one song about coronavirus, like, what?
Yeah.
You're not going to do an album about it, you know?
Yeah.
So I just started basically.
So, you know, obviously...
An album's not a bad idea.
An album is not a bad idea. But I get why it would be difficult to write a song when you're doing bugger all. Like, we found it difficult to do shows.
Yeah.
What have you been up to? It. Nothing. The same as yesterday, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, a lot of the ideas, you know, a lot of ideas will come, you know, you'd be sat at a bar or like, you know, be out with the family or something, you know, some, see something or have a conversation and that will kind of get something moving. So and it's quite difficult to get that, you know, get that process rolling out of box sets on TV or whatever it is. So I've got a little writing room, which I sit in, try and get away from the family vibe a couple of days a week to get some work done. And I'll just sit in there 2 days a week and just started doodling and kind of, I've always sort of drawn pictures and whatnot. And I just started like doodling away and kind of a year later, basically I've got 15 sketches of my heroes. So like Neil Young, Bob Dylan, Joni Mitchell, Billy Bratt, you know, there's 15 of them basically. Some people that I've toured with, like the Proclaimers and Frank Turner, and Valerie, the amazing Valerie June. And yes, you know, some just kind of big stars. I've asked permission from the people that I know, and I haven't asked permission from like Bob and Neil. So I don't know what the legality of that is, but if they get in touch, it would be a great thing to have on the wall, you know, the kind of cease and desist letter from Bob Dylan's office. That'd be a nice thing on that.
I don't think they can do you for it unless you're using their image to sell like something apparently in their name.
Yeah, I mean, if you were
funnily enough, I've actually got a line of contraception that I'm trying to...
We're looking at Neil Young now.
Yeah.
And you know what's missing from that? A big old spunky cock.
What?
That's what you need. That's what you need. Draw that going into his mouth. And I think God. You could be onto a winner.
Ian's art tips.
I think you could be onto a winner, Will. You missed out on a trick there, buddy.
Well, yeah, I mean, feel free to come over and with a socially distant Sharpie and just ruin all the pictures.
Well, alternatively, buy one and you can modify it however you like.
We're showing it now. This is on willvarley.com. And if you go to the shop section, then click on the art prints. And there's loads of other stuff there. There's T-shirts, all kinds of merch.
About an hour ago, I set up a code. So there is now a code, TLNA, gets 10% off.
Sweet.
Mate, thank you. All right, well, let's put that in the chat. So there's. Let me just put the link in there.
If you put the link as willvarley.com/art.
Willvarley.com, okay.
Straight through.
All right, Will. All right, it's a bit bossy, isn't it, actually?
Well, they get this one. willvarley.com/art.
Yeah, if you wouldn't mind just, you know.
If you could just look at them in silence, please, without your contribution.
It's done. The link is done. People have had a look at that, and I think they're absolutely brilliant, man. So well done. I really hate people that can draw because I can't do it. You can do it. This guy can do it. I mean, I can do other things. I can produce better than you, and I can write songs better than you. But I can't I can't do the drawing.
It's nice to be able to just sit down and there's
a weird thing that happened where I definitely got better at it over the course of sort of 6 months. So I almost feel a bit bad for the ones who I started out with because I finished with Neil Young, and that's my favourite one, and that was like. You know, I kind of learned about the shading and all that sort of stuff. It is what it is. I found it very, very meditative, kind of like, I think, you know, we're all sort of, there was this kind of big sort of mental health, you know, focus in the kind of year or two leading up almost to this. And then this kind of like blows the roof off in a way, you know, anyone who struggles in any kind of way, or I think we all do on some level with ourselves and the meaning of all this stuff and, you know, what we're doing, etc. And then, yeah, definitely this is kind of like has shone a light on it. And just sitting there and sketching away has actually been such a great way of kind of, and like coming home and coming back to my daughter and my wife and feeling like I've kind of done a day's work, you know, saying, well, I've done, even though I've, you know, I haven't just sat there and kind of wallowed, I've done something at least to sort of bring home. And do you know what I mean?
You're working. We all need to feel some kind of
a creative outlet.
Well,
right?
Not even necessarily creative, but useful. We need to feel useful, you know. And if you're being furloughed or you're at home or you haven't got a job at all or something, you lose a sense of, you can lose a sense of being useful as a man, as a woman, as a parent, a husband, whatever. You kind of need that.
I think as well, if you're at home with the family, it's very difficult to find some headspace and some actual space unless you're lucky and you've got, you know, plenty of rooms and stuff. We don't. Our downstairs is all open plan. So when the kids were homeschooling, we were all in the same room all the time, you know, unless I went to the loo and sometimes I'd lock myself in there and sit in there probably longer than I needed to just so I could have a couple of minutes. But this is something you do just for yourself. Just for yourself, and when it's finished, you did that. No one, you didn't need anyone else to help you out.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love them. I loved sort of losing myself in drawing.
Nearer, sort of around Christmas or something. I don't know. We're off Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, but I think that's probably it. And we're doing a New Year's special or something. It would be lovely to get you on to sing a couple of songs if you fancied that.
He's concentrating on his art now. God.
Or maybe we can get you on to draw a picture live.
Talk to my agent. He's very busy right now. You know, he's got a lot on.
Will, I had a phone call with my agent, the first phone call since I lost my job in June, about a possibility of a job. It was amazing today. And I said to him, I said, Nick, we talked about two possible jobs. They won't happen. But I said, Nick, let's just focus.
Savour the moment.
Savour this. The last time we spoke about work was you telling me I'd lost a job through no fault, you know, not it's just the thing. And that was in June. I said, every phone call we've had since then, the three have been about, how you doing? You're all right? Bit miserable. You? Yeah, a bit miserable. That's it.
What have you been doing?
This
nothing
is
much.
Great. We're talking about jobs. Yeah, yeah. It's wonderful, you know. You're coming on our show and you're singing a goddamn song, you piece of trash.
That reminds me that 20% of the sale of the profits of the sale from the sketches are going to a thing called We Make Events. It's like hashtag We Make Events. You can find it on all the social media or just Google We Make Events. And it's like a charity that's been set up to help the kind of backstage crew and the artists and the agents and everyone who's, you know, who can't do the sort of live streaming stuff or, you know, put a record out or you know, whatever it is. So 20% of the sale of the sketches are going to that. And if you can check out hashtag We Make Events and have a look at what they're doing. It's great. But yeah, of course, absolutely up for coming
it's
on.
It's all right, mate. Don't worry about it. It's fine. It's fine.
The position's been filled.
We'll just play a video on YouTube or something with some of the Beatles. Will,
I would absolutely love to, and I'm so enjoying the show at the moment.
Thank you, man.
I feel like you've really found a rhythm, and it's great. And talking about the raid thing, you know, like it's such a breath of fresh air. Having watched you on talk for a long time, both of you like kind of having to not, you know, Daryl excluded, but having to sort of pass on to, you know, a lot of people that don't have a similar to what you've got, or like,
yes,
you know, it's in the nicest terms possible, but you know, complete idiots basically. And it's nice to kind of like, you know, for you to be kind of like part of a more sort of, you know, like a vibe where it's more
it's
your
it's
thing.
An artistic, like, liberal vibe going on that we're finding. You know, we get lovely people like Nico Jan and Janelle and Captain Sexy.
Sinjin,
you know, and it's more in tune with our politics and our ethics and our attitude towards creating stuff. So you're right, man. Will, it's so lovely to see you. You're welcome anytime. You've got stuff to sell. You want to come on for a chat. We'd love to have you on, man. It's always a joy to hear from you.
Big love.
See you later on.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Go and have a look. I'm on BBC Two right now, apparently. My episode of Mandy is on.
Will Domination Begins.
That is too bright. Let me get rid of that. That's too bright. I'm on BBC Two right now. That's too bright as well. Let's get something a bit darker. I want something darker. Too bright. There we go. That's darker. That's dark.
Oh, that's beautiful. Beautiful. Oh, so nicely lit.
I'm on BBC Two now if you want to watch it.
You can do catch up though, iPlayer.
Yeah, or you can go and watch it.
You're not bothered?
As long as they're getting me. I think I'm on BBC Radio 4 Extra tonight as well.
Gosh.
I think
it was either escape.
Might have been last week. Yeah, Nick found me up to talk about two potential jobs. I mean, one of them is FUBAR, the one I'm talking about anyway.
Yeah.
And another one is something with David Lloyd that won't actually happen. But I just said...
Oh, is it the thing he's been talking about?
Yeah. And I just said, if it doesn't happen, it's very nice that he would, you know, he talks about me in such such a kind way. It was nice. It was nice to get a phone call. You know, jobs that won't happen, I'm not really that bothered about anymore. Because I think we have... A load of people said... This week, since the banning, we got into a bit of a groove. Paul, MBE Paul.
Oh, King Rhythmic of all Paul, yeah.
Rhythmic Paul. I feel bad calling him Rhythmic Paul now. He's an MBE.
Rhythmic Paul,
Master
MBE.
Master Beta, I think that means. Master Beta.
Beta of drums.
Master Beta.
Yes.
We have been that close to death... As we were, metaphorical death, career death. It's really freeing, 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 freeing.
Yeah, we almost had a lot of free time.
And also, I've gone back to that thing of, this doesn't matter. This, none of this matters. And I forgot that for a while. None of this matters. Doing this, got the college course, got daytime, got daytime friends with Ian Lee. So, you know, whatever will be.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello, Nina.
Nina.
Hello.
We can hear her, so it's
not
it's,
us.
It's Faith's
for
fault.
Sure.
All right, that's a relief. Hello, Nina.
Hello.
Mike says, Ian, Kath, do you reckon if a person has two main addictions, alcohol and something else, should they do support groups or both or focus on one support group? Would AA be a best catch-all? Can you have two sponsoring two groups simultaneously? Depends what the other one is, really. But the thing that's suggested to me is tackle the one that will kill you quickest first. Tackle the one that... So if, for example, your addictions are drugs and sex, they'll both kill you. They'll both take you down eventually. But drugs is the more urgent. Get a handle on that. Or if it's alcohol and food. Again, both really, really dangerous. The alcohol will probably... You have to kind of look at that one on a case-by-case basis, actually. But the alcohol will probably kill you first. Focus on that. Unless, you know, your situation is significantly different. So focus on that. But yes, you can go to different support, different 12-step groups.
You can have different sponsors.
It is all good. I was going to three different groups, one for drugs, one for alcohol, one for sex. I tend to do a lot of AA meetings now because someone, a sponsor I had who I don't have now, said that he gets everything from AA, even though his stuff was drugs and sex. But I'm kind of doing about half and half AA and NA, Narcotics Anonymous. How will sex kill you? I'm not even going to answer that question. It's a ridiculous question.
It's the repercussions.
You don't even need to engage with Advis on that. It will. 0203. 286-6370 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. I feel we had stuff to do. So is this Tuesday Club or is this Tuesday
Coochie Club?
Coochie Club.
Well, Coochie Club was it had a moment, didn't it? And I don't know whether people wanted to continue with that. Coochie Club is something you can do by yourself.
This is supposed to be a little bit more spiritual. And actually, two things. A sponsor is someone in the 12-step fellowship who has more clean time than you and has worked through, if not all, a significant number of the steps, and you kind of ask them for advice. And actually, I was dismissive of that, Avis 1977. How will sex kill you? I heard a story about your introducing a virtual Nick Rhodes at a gaming award ceremony. Is that true? Jesus, yes, that is true. I introduced a virtual Nick Rhodes
at
a gaming awards ceremony. It was a really awful avatar.
Oh.
And I'd forgotten all about that. How will sex kill you? Right, well, you get AIDS or something, right? So there's the thing. I know AIDS is, you can live with AIDS, but that's not the greatest example. But you can catch diseases, okay? But I know someone who was a sex addict. And it sounds like fun being a sex addict. It ain't no fun. It ain't no fun at all. It's as demoralizing as drugs and alcohol because it's fueled by shame and low self-esteem and self-hatred, and it ruins marriages, and it will kill you quite often by leading to suicide. I had an acquaintance who was a sex addict. I didn't know him that well. And he reached out to me a few times to kind of offer me help. And I kind of was not in a place where I wanted help, so I ignored it. And he, to put it bluntly, he jumped in front of a train to end his life because it was
Couldn't
so
stop.
Painful. Couldn't stop. It was so painful. So that's how sex will kill you. That's how sex will kill you. Sex addict sounds fun, man. It's not. It's horrendous.
Imagine continually letting your partner down to the point where they leave you and they take the kids. You end up on your own. Or just knowing that you're letting people down all the time and not being able to stop.
A lot of suicide. A lot of people led, you know, if you're paying for sex and you're obsessed with that, it can lead to bankruptcy and shame and stuff. And Barry says, fascinating, I think people do scoff at sex addiction. It's nice to have explained. And that should have been my initial response. Should, I don't like the word. I would have preferred if my initial response had been to answer that question. That was my own defense mechanism, saying, well, I'm not going to answer that because it's stupid. That was my knee-jerk reaction to get angry. When instead I was asked a question, and actually it's an important thing to share as someone who would classify himself as suffering with sex addiction. Thank you, Advis.
Well, you know, and this is something I've only kind of really educated myself around because I'm around Ian, you know. And when I first met you, I remember there was a lot of talk in the papers about people, I don't know, getting caught, you know, in compromising positions and saying that they were sex addicts. And I must admit, I think my initial reaction was, I got caught out. He got caught out, so it's an easy deflection. Oh, I'm addicted. It sounds to me like someone who's having a good time and they got caught out and it's embarrassing and they've said they're addicted. Oh, no. Nothing could be further from the truth.
Here's how I told Catherine I was a sex addict. It's not the kind of thing that you go, well, I should tell you this. I watched a film called Thanks for Sharing, which is Mark Ruffalo and Tim Robbins. It's about sex addicts, right? There's another one that came out around the same time, and I couldn't watch it because it was too sexy. There's a couple, if you are a sex addict, there are a couple of scenes in this that are triggering. There's a couple of scenes where it's a little bit triggering. So you just be careful, I would say. But otherwise, it's quite... thank you, Dainsey. That's goodbye.
Banneroo.
A timeout,
I think. Yeah, that's not helpful.
That's not helpful. It's a really good film. But I was able to... I watched this film and I went, oh my God, Jesus. And I then said, Kath, I found this really great film. You should watch it. She watched it. She said, this is a good film. Why are you watching it? I said, oh, well, yeah, you know the Mark Ruffalo character. I kind of really identify with that.
Yeah.
And it was great. And it was. You were very kind. I don't know if you were shocked or not, but you were very kind. I said, oh, God, okay, gosh. Well, thanks for telling me. Thanks for sharing, which is the name of the film.
It's, you know, it's something that if you're lucky, you will never understand.
Yeah. So, but thanks for sharing. It's a great film. It's a really good film. I would watch it.
Pink's in it, and she's incredible.
Pink is in it. She is amazing. It's the only time. Sex Addiction, The Hunt for True Love. No, it's Looking for Love in the Wrong Places is how it's phrased in one of the readings. It's the only time as well I've seen a 12-step meeting portrayed pretty accurately. Pretty accurately. Normally when you see them in films or TV or hear it on a radio show, you go, that's not, but this is pretty close to it.
I also found the sponsor relationship, it feels like the closest thing to what you've explained to me that it is.
So I would suggest, if you're interested in it, watching that. Dangra says, I hope the tide is turning on how people view it. Gambling addiction used to be dismissed and scoffed at.
Yeah.
I feel it's been taken a lot more seriously. Yeah, it is. Gambling and food and, you know, a lot of these things are overlooked. But you're right, I think they are. Gambling is well recognised in addiction.
People assume it's too much of a good thing. It's, you know, you're having a good time and you can't control yourself like that. Well, they're half right. You can't control it and it's destroying your life. It's not a good thing.
There's no pleasure. There's like a second's burst of pleasure, you know, in the orgasm. But that's it. Building up to it before that, it's horrendous. After that, it's shame and guilt. So much so that you try and repeat the cycle. Hello, Alistair.
Hello. I just thought I'd ring in because...
We're speaking your language.
I've had all of the above.
Yeah, it's so nice to be able to talk to you about this stuff. I was thinking about you, Alistair, because I was doing a meeting in Kalamazoo, an NA meeting, and I was on the virtual NA website, which is great. This is so great. It comes up to an hour, and I did a meeting this morning, and I said in the meeting, I'm not really connecting with this. This isn't hitting me at all. And so I thought, I'll do one this afternoon. And it was like 3:05, and knowing it was coming up to an hour, I thought, I'll go on this website, virtual NA, because I know there'll be a dozen meetings on at 3:00 at some point. So I ended up in this meeting in Kalamazoo, and I thought, so I remember asking you if it was okay to share that website on the chat here. And you said, well, of course you can, because it's public domain. Yeah. And I just thought, funny is a good word. Isn't it funny how these 12-step programs work in that for a long time, you know, I was the master, you were the pupil. This is not exactly the right phrase, but I'm doing it slightly for comic effect. But now... you have more clean time than me, which is great. But also you have you have an experience within the 12-step fellowship that means we can talk to each other as equals. Do you know what I mean? This is the joy of it, that there is no hierarchy in it. And I've got 37 days and you've got 18 months or 20 months. I can't quite remember what you're up to. And I had years, but there is no hierarchy in it. It's, you know, we are equals in it. If that makes sense. I'm getting slightly off, lost on a tangent there, but.
No.
Oh, hello. Bless you. Alistair, I think you've muted.
Hello. Hello. Yes. I keep doing that. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Do you hit the mute button with your cheek?
Yeah, it's a pain in the proverbial.
Cheek. Here we go, yes.
I was going to say, it's one of the most wonderful things about AA, I suspect, about all these types of programs that use the 12 steps, because right from the start it talks about the fact that there's no hierarchy, you know. It's all about the fact that we respect everybody else in the group, and everything which is said, we encourage everybody to listen to.
Yep.
And that's how you learn. That's how you learn about yourself. And in, if you do that, then you can start on the road to recovery in the best way you can. And, of course, you're going to have problems on the way. You might have lows and highs, but if you keep going back to the groups and keep in touch with the fellowship or the whichever group it is, then you know, it maximises your chance to remain clean and sober, and also become a better person as well at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, God, definitely. Keep coming back. Listen for the similarities, not the differences. And walking and wounded is... I was just going to say, walking wounded is just subscribed, which is, it reminds you of a lovely phrase that we have. We don't shoot our wounded in NA. When people come in from relapses and they go, oh, I thought I was going to kicked out, we don't shoot our wounded. Go on. Sorry, Alistair.
No, I was just going to say that, you know, for me as well, having been a fan of yours and on talk radio and this platform as well, that, you know, when you talk about your experience, I mean, that helps me as well. So, you know, it's all good, really. I mean, I'm just happy if, you know, you think some of what I say, you know, is good for you, because that's my aim, and hopefully some of the listeners or viewers out there as well.
Oh, God, it's all part of it, and loads of people have been inspired by your story, Alistair. It's remarkable. You know, I did think you were hopeless at one point, you know, and I did think, we're never going to hear from that arsehole again.
Well, we had to sort of cut off communication for everyone's good, really, didn't we, at one point?
But it's you are an inspiration to me on a daily basis, so thank you for that.
It's definitely a miracle.
Yeah, it is. It is. All right, man. Nice. Anything else before I cut you off?
No, except I've been practicing for tomorrow night.
Oh, yes! So exciting.
Yes,
it's going to be a song. I was thinking of singing a love song to Catherine, but then I thought maybe that won't go down so well.
It's up to you, mate. It's up to you. But remember, Catherine is one of the... Catherine and I are the initial judges that put you through to boot camp or not. So I would be careful.
Be careful.
Okay, no, probably not. I'll just sing a Pink Floyd song.
See you later, mate. Look forward to it. Thank you. Thank you. Brendan's in the chat. Shanti Warrior Yoga. Really interesting chat about addiction, guys. Thank you for sharing in. I admire your honesty. Thank you for being so open. I'm hoping Friday to come join you, Brendan.
Yes. And you can be a bit more open.
It'll be rough. Be rough with me.
We all pigeon pose.
I had my 8-year-old walking on my back the other day because we're having a bit of a wrestle. He likes wrestling. I really can't because I'm too old and tired. But we're having a wrestle. And then he kind of rolled over my back and I went, oh, this is going to sound weird, son. Could you just walk up and down my back for a bit? He went, well, really? I said, yeah. I said, don't walk on my spine. Just walk. Really? I said, yeah. I said, this is what, some massages, this is what they'll do. He said, really? I said, yeah. Brilliant. Brendan, you are now a VIP in this room. So thank you.
You're a VIP generally. Honestly, those classes have been a little oasis for me and I really appreciate them. And I'm looking forward to doing two classes with you this week.
Friday,
I'm going to become one of those women.
Mark says, any alcohol addiction podcast recommendations? And Claire says, Soberful with Veronica Valley and Chip Summers.
Oh, Chip Summers.
Chip's my friend. Chip was my therapist for a long time. Helped me back from the relapse 2.5 years ago. Helped me with the car crash. Big.
Have a look at some of Russell Brand's old podcasts as well. He's done some brilliant things. And I as the kind of interested friend, I found it really, really helpful to educate myself as to what was going on and how I could help and how I couldn't. That's just as important.
Whoa.
What's going on now?
Whoa. Okay. So someone else says, I've just logged in. Has there been anything said about the Utah monolith yet?
The what now?
What the hell? So I've just Googled it thinking, well, this guy's a fruitcake. But there's a Utah monolith. So, yes, I'm happy with those cookies. Right, hang on.
Oh, that reminds me. Do you know what came in the post today?
Was it a PlayStation 5? Because they're massive.
No. It was the latest copy, or 2 months' time's copy of Chatted's Fate.
A giant metal mystery slab has captured the attentions of millions as people speculate how a structure came to be in a remote part of southern Utah.
Art, performance art.
It'd be a movie. The object was first spotted last week by a helicopter pilot and wildlife officers who were flying above the rugged area to conduct an annual count of bighorn sheep for the state. The helicopter pilot, Brett Hutchings, had the opportunity to see the big metal slab up close and guessed it was the work of an artist between 10 feet and 12 feet high. Well, what they get, that's a tall for an artist, isn't it? Okay. I'm assuming it's some new wave artist or something, you know, someone that was a big 2001 fan. It's illegal to install structures. Okay, well, it's just a bit of art. Or a movie.
Someone's doing a thing. So and we're being sucked in.
So that is that. I'm tired, man.
Mm.
I think I've got... Maybe I've got it.
What happened to that gold toilet?
Oh, yeah. Go on, what was that?
Gold toilet was installed in some country house, wasn't it? And got stolen.
Yeah, and then by a Belgian artist.
And then the artist said he wasn't angry about it.
It got broken into, didn't it, at night?
Yeah. Someone nicked his toilet. Hmm.
Let's go for it.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. David, we're going to call you. I'm just going to ride this.
I think that's probably a good shout.
Going to ride this. Mm-mm-mm. Hello, David, my old friend. Hello. Hello? Sorry, 2 seconds. All right. Let's see. Gotta have a system. Oh, look. Brendan says, I used to get my mum to walk on my back. It would crack and she would run off horrified, bless her. Catherine will not crack my back.
No.
And will not let me crack her back.
No, I don't mind. Back is fine for cracking, although
let me crack
my
her back.
Neck has never clicked so much as in Brendan's lesson.
I love a back clack. Back clack?
A back clack?
Yeah,
back,
I love it.
Back clack.
Can we time out Retro Engine for 2 minutes, please?
Why? For going for that joke?
Police are investigating stolen toilet. They have nothing to go on. So that's a timeout.
I mean, they did that joke at the time, but fair enough. Go on, I'll give you.
Okay. Okay, David's calling in. Let's, we're going to ride. Hello? Okay.
All right.
David sent us a message, which I won't reveal the content. It talks about addiction on Skype, and we're going to see what happens. It's nice and chill tonight. This is nice. This is what Tuesday Club is supposed to be. It's a bit spiritual.
Yeah.
A little bit spiritual. Opening your third eye. Or your fourth, if you're a woman. No, if you're a man. A chiropractor once recommended kids jumping around on your back. F. Fox. What? Don't understand that. Yeah, it's intriguing, Deansy. We've got to be careful at the moment with some of the callers because we just don't know.
Oh my God, 18 new unban requests.
This is going to
be great. We
haven't
banned 18 people, have we?
It would appear that you have. Don't forget, we must remember that someone wants an apology for being timed out.
Yeah.
Friday's show is going to be.
All right. For Judge Boyle's Judgment Day.
Court is now in session.
I think it could be the longest one we've ever done.
Or the quickest. Yep. I might be feeling rapid that day. I think a lot of these decisions will be very easy because I don't think half these people are sorry.
Let's do our lovely, lovely, lovely sponsors while we're waiting. My teeth packet.
Can hear you licking. Yeah.
Ass. JPU Records, we... JPU Records, we love you.
Oh.
Big up the JPU Records. Let's get the links for the for all of our sponsors. This show couldn't happen without the sponsors. We are booked up, I think, until the new year. There is a chance that we might be able to sneak this VPN one in sort of over Christmas wrap. There's a chance. We've got an American company that want to sponsor with us some big dollars, big old dollars.
We're talking megabucks, guys.
Megabucks. But we can't do this without you sponsors, so thank you. Thank you to JPU Records. Let me go over there so you can see the whole logo. There we go.
Oh, JP, that's nice, isn't it?
JPU Records.
Put your face in it. Oh, look. Don't lick
big
that.
Old tongue. JPU Records, it's a great record company in the UK, but it's all Japanese music, Japanese artists. They import stuff that some of it you will know, some of it, a lot of it you won't know. A lot of it is kind of like heavy metal and kind of gothic rock.
Yeah.
But then there's also...
There's two robot women.
We'll play some more of them tomorrow, shall we? Because they're great. There's also this brilliant...
JPU Records is in the chat right now. I hope you appreciate the extra
pick
effect
track,
we've got.
Track,
we've got
track.
A little snowstorm going for you. 12.
Number 12. Here we go. This is the Bob Dylan. No, this is not a Bob Dylan song, but it's some, Bob did this, didn't he?
No. That must be Santa.
Huh?
It's not, is it? No. Here comes Santa Claus.
Oh. How could you not want that being played on Christmas Day? Listen, I think it's a great record. You might want to buy it because it sounds ridiculously camp and silly. Don't matter. Just go and buy it. I've lost the logo. I'm so sorry.
It's that time of year. We've had a crap one. Treat yourself to a little bit of jollity.
Oh, it's up there. Why has that gone up there? Go and buy it. It's $9.99. You get 10% off if you use the code. Oh, you couldn't hear it. Oh, we'll have it again.
Oh.
Oh, no. Apologies.
As if our impression didn't
apologies.
Tell you
oh, my humblest apologies. Let's get straight back in there. Here we go. There we go. Now you can hear it, guys. Now you can hear it. How amateurish. This is better. All together now.
Oh God, is that your sense of wonder there? I saw.
That's all you get.
Yeah.
Go and buy it. $9.99. It's on. I know loads of you bought it already. It is on Spotify and all those things. But go and buy a physical CD. Go and buy two of them. $9.99, you get 10% off with the code TLNA. Catherine, talk to me about Poseidon Safety Management.
Oh,
use the dog, please.
Poor Nick from Poseidon Safety Management is not well at
the
moment.
We're going to do a thing, aren't we? We'll do that in a minute.
We were hoping that you might love bomb him a bit on Twitter.
Send a tweet to @PoseidonSafe. Include me and Catherine in it with the hashtag TLNA, sending Nick some love, and we're going to pick a prize winner in about 10 minutes after we've spoken to David and then Paul.
Poseidon Safety Management, they're based in Devon and Cornwall. They've got the two counties' biggest,
They've got the two counties' biggest dogs.
They've got big
massive
dogs.
Massive dogs.
They've also got some small dogs that are very useful. One of those dogs there, Zeus, his best friend is a little terrier. And when we saw that little terrier on camera when we had the last meeting with Nick, we said, oh, what does he do? Oh, he's after the bad guys too. He's extra nippy. So, Poseidon Safety Management, if you want something watching by people who care about what happens to your community, it's Poseidon Safety Management. They do manned guarding, they do guard dogs, and they also do mobile patrols.
Abbey Care Group, Specialist Addictions Recovery Clinics. We didn't get a chance to go and look at their website. We'll do that tomorrow. We'll have a little tour around one of their recovery centres. Clinics in Glasgow and Gloucester. What is a recovery clinic? Well, it's residential. I think the minimum is 2 weeks, 4 weeks, 6 weeks. 2 to 4 is generally the standard. And you go in there and you kind of let them take over and give you a regime to help you get clean. And it is a really great starting point for recovery from booze, drugs, gambling, sex, food, all of them. Shopping, anything that is damaging your life and is causing you shame and guilt, they will be able to help. Ain't cheap. Quite often a company's insurance will cover it. If you have health insurance, that might cover it. Or if you can fund it yourself... If you say you heard it here, you get 25% off. At some point in the new year, I think we're going to be doing a show from there. Mm-hmm. So that will be good. Gregorian Emerson Family Law Solicitors. Talk to me about the big man.
Gregorian Emerson Family Law Solicitors. They will help you through one of the toughest times in your life, and they'll try and make it as undramatic as possible. They will not pit you against your ex. They won't create problems where there aren't any. And where there are problems, they will try and help you find some sort of solution that is going to make it easier for your family to move on once the divorce is final, because you're still going to be mum and dad. Have a word with Gregorian Emerson Family Law Solicitors. They're brilliant.
Hello, Paul. Hang on a minute. Is that your actual real bedroom in the house you live in?
Real bedroom in the house I live in, yeah.
You've got windows on at least two sides of that room.
Yeah, it's very hotel, hotel chic.
Isn't it? Mm-hmm. That is great.
Yeah, we don't let light come in, though.
Hang on a minute. Anglicane, goodbye.
Good luck with that.
Good luck with that. Good luck with that. Who is that the one who asked who Peterson was?
No.
What the problem is.
I'm not sure what.
Goodbye.
That was. I can have a look.
Goodbye. And then just said, but Peterson was recommended.
Can I ask why he's a bad man?
Peterson was recommended to me by the NHS and he's really helped me. Goodbye.
No.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Listen, this is our show. This is our channel. I don't want any of that crap there. If we. What was that? What was that?
That was my wife.
Barking? Did she bark like a dog?
No, she did not bark like a dog.
She's experiencing hangnail discomfort.
Oh, dear. She's bearing it bravely, though, I can tell.
Clippers have been out already. This is post-surgery, so things are not going well.
De Briggsy, really. Thank you for the sub. And De Briggsy's message is, Phil Paulbert.
My friend from school.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. I've known him since I was, 9 or 10 years old.
Do you want me to ban him?
Sounds like a ban, yeah.
Do you want me to ban him? I'll ban him.
Give him a VIP.
Can we time De Briggsy out, please, for the duration of this call?
God.
Time him out at the request of Paul MBE. Mods, time him out for 5 minutes, please. Thank you, Paul. We got your email, so it's being sorted now.
Here
we go. Kate says, for some reason, it was only today I realised, I remember this, that my original TLNA membership card and record was delivered via Rhythmic Paul MBE.
Boom.
Because there was a mix-up and you went and took it round.
Oh, that's all right, you see.
What a world. Wow, Gatford's timed out to Briggsy for 600
outrageous.
Seconds.
Come on.
That's 10 minutes. I said 5.
Gatford. He's got a very heavy ban hammer.
Timed out by royal approval.
Yeah, no, I primarily called in because I heard my name being used. And then I thought, actually, have we had a big boy bulletin today?
Oh.
Big boy's not come back. Came back yesterday morning for breakfast and I've not seen him since. I'm hoping that in 3 or 4 days he has his adventures and realises it's cold and it's wet and he's not got as much food out there as he has got here. But I'm also prepared to accept that he might not come back. But I'm really sad about it. I'm really sad.
Sorry. I have a good feeling, personally.
Screw you.
Yeah, I know cats. They like dinners.
But here's the thing. It'll be what it'll be, right? I had him in this house, I think it was about 7 weeks. Sorry, my tongue is killing me. About 7 weeks. And I showed him affection and love and food and water. And I got to stroke him a few times when he was eating, but not much. And he slept on my bed 3 times. I did all I could do. I wanted to let him go after I'd had 2 weeks of him sitting with me, but that may never have happened. And he sat at the back door crying that he wanted to go out. So I did all I could do. It was the right thing to let him go. And it's up to him now.
Yeah.
It's up to him. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, baby, I miss you so. Please come back to Daddy Lee.
Meanwhile, Patty's quite glad he's gone.
Oh, yeah, the other cats are over the moon. The cats are over the moon.
The purring has gone up by about 25%.
You know, it is what it is, and we'll see. We'll see.
This is a Rabbit Hole production.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.